As of last week, USDA reported about 80% of producers have made their choice between the two safety net programs established by the 2014 Farm Bill. Farm Service Agency Administrator Val Dolcini says the second one-week extension through April 7th should be long enough to get the last 20% to pick between Agriculture Risk Coverage, ARC, and Price Loss Coverage, PLC, even if some who have already made their choice want to change it.
I've said all along, folks can undo decisions that they've made prior to the deadline. So if somebody wanted to come in and make a change to a decision that they had made previously, whether it was last week or last month, they could do that. I hope that there is not a wave of folks who come into our county offices around the country with that intention. Mainly, this extension is to provide an opportunity for those that still have not quite made up their minds as to which program is the best way to go. One additional week to make that determination, and they can do that either by looking at the web-based tools or they can have a conversation with their county office staff. We feel like one final week will really put us over the hump and get just about everybody who wants to participate in these programs signed up.
Dolcini stresses that farmers need to contact their FSA office before the end of the day, April 7th, or the decision between ARC and PLC will be made for them, and the default for all producers is PLC.
PLC is the default program because that's what the Farm Bill indicated. If someone comes into the office between now and that date and or calls the office and says that they can't get in for one reason or another, we'll do what we've done historically with big sign-ups like this and use a register. We're using that, for example, for the livestock forage program in several states around the country. It's just a way, it's a relief valve of sorts, and it allows our county offices to prioritize the work and do work after a deadline date, and our procedure has allowed for that opportunity for us for some years, and we'll probably need to use it here.
The final day for producers to update yield history or reallocate base acres was also extended last week to April 7th. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.